closer.
You are now listening to Fancy Plans and Things Radio.
It's Friday, and it is your girl Queen's favorite day of the week, hunty. Yes, it's finally Friday. You guys, this week has been a week, and we are going to jump in it. This week will be another episode of just random. man, you guys, I have had such a rough week, but before we get into that, if you are just now tuning into Fancy Plans and Things Radio, hi, I'm your host, Queen. Around here, we keep it real and raw. This is a Planner Babe podcast, and we mostly talk about the babes behind the planner, real life issues, and of course, we do talk about using that planner. We talk about accountability, self-care, love, all of those things are under the category of Fancy Plans and Things Radio. So thank you for tuning in. Come on in, be a part of the family. I hope you guys enjoy. Make sure you leave a 5-star review, Apple review, okay? That would be greatly appreciated. And yeah, I just thank you all around for coming to join me today, okay, on this awesome Friday. Now, if you are an oldie but a goodie, I don't even have to say it. Y'all already know that I love you. I thank you guys so much for tuning in every week, for supporting the show, for just sharing the show on Instagram, leaving me reviews, talking to me about the show, telling me how it makes you feel. You guys are awesome. You are freaking awesome. So if you've already been rocking with the Fancy Plans train, I thank you guys so freaking much. Woo! It has been a long week, you guys. I have really, really been going through it this week. And I'm just, you know, I was on this like high. And then like, I don't know, I felt really good. And it just, in a moment, like in a twinkling of an eye, everything just kind of changed. So we are going to go ahead and jump into this week's podcast. It's a lot to talk about, a lot of things that I kind of want to cover and unpack this week. And just kind of, I don't know, take this moment to use this as a like video or not a video diary, but a podcast diary, I guess you should call it. Just a tangible place to talk about like my feelings. And I feel like a lot of us are mentally going through it right now. And it would just be kind of helpful to know that you are not alone. So let me start with this. If you guys want to donate to the show, you want to support me in any kind of way, right now, the only way to do that is through my Cash App, which is in the link of Fancy Plans and Things Radio Instagram. It is always down below in the description so you guys can check it out. But the name of the Cash App is Queen Gym Beauty. So if you want to donate, I don't care what it is so helpful for me, especially being a creator of content who puts things out everywhere. This is kind of like my job, and we do a lot of work here. I know being an entrepreneur, everybody's like, oh my God, she's making tons of money. She's an influencer. Look at her. She's all shopping. She's doing this. And if we're being real about it, the entrepreneurship ain't really paying the bills, okay? It's other things. But if you guys are interested in donating, want to support, want to help, any of those things, you can check out Cash App, right? So let's go ahead and just unpack some things. I really have to like get it off my chest and unpack this suitcase. So you guys know that, and some of you may know, some of you don't know, but you guys know that in January I had COVID, and it was the worst experience of my life. And I keep talking about it because it's in hopes to get people to like wear your mask, wash your hands, sanitize. And if you're not a person of color or benefit from white privilege, be anti-racist. You know what I mean? Like, it's not much you have to do. It's not a whole lot you have to do these days, to me personally. But those things you definitely have to do. So I had COVID, and it was just a rough journey for me. Even coming home was really, really rough because I was on all these medications. I was then put on insulin because one medication was like whacking out my blood sugar. So then I was like, my blood sugars were like sky high. So anybody that has a compromised immune system, that's who you wear the mask for. You wear the mask for me. And if you come to my page and say, oh, Queen, I love you, you're wearing the mask for me. Think about that the next time you are out and about and not masked up. Think about that when you don't wash your hands. Think about that when you scratching, digging, and picking, you know, because we talked about this earlier this week on my Instagram, when you're out in public doing all these things and touching everything, that someone like Queen may come behind you and touch those things. And because you didn't go wash your hands, or because you're doing unsanitary things in public, people could get sick. I can't stress it enough. So we started off the week with finding out that Victoria, I want to say her last name is Thatcher, passed away due to COVID. And I'm going to try not to be emotional because I have been on a roller coaster this week. We found out that she passed away from COVID. Okay. And it was heartbreaking to me because so many people loved her in the community. She's a very supportive person. You know, she just, even while she had COVID, she was worried about getting her orders out to her customers and to the people that she loved in this planner community. And then we get the sad, sad news that she passed away due to COVID. So then we fast forward to Tuesday, and Tuesday was like, I felt really, really good, but I am one of these people. I don't share this much about me, but I'm very in tune with people that I know. Like, I'm very in tune with you. Like, I got like this intuitive thing going on, right? It's almost to the point where I call it a premonition, because there's so many things that have happened in my life that I see it before it happens, right? And I'm not saying I'm psychic. I'm just saying that I'm in tune with whatever it is that's going on. I've been this way since I was a kid. The first time I experienced it, I didn't know what the heck was happening, but I knew enough that I was a little bit different when it came to being in tune with people, and especially the people that I love or know. Like, there's just something in me that knows when something is wrong, right? So I was feeling really off, but I was trying to be in a positive mood because, look, Tuesday was a rough day for us. We were all holding our breath. We were all hoping that Derek Chauvin would get, you know, convicted and be found guilty. And we were all holding our breath because, look, tale as old as time, we Black people have never, ever, ever, ever gotten real true justice. We haven't. We've never gotten justice. You can take it all the way back to Emmett Till. Never got justice. Okay. So we're all holding our breath. We're all ups in arms. And Tuesday just was weird. But I was like, I'm pushing through. I'm filming videos. I was making content. I was creating reels. But something was just on the back of my mind. And it was my friend. And he had went into the hospital around the time that I was on vacation. Well, he didn't go in the hospital. He had basically was like, hey, I have COVID. That's what he told me. So it was around the time that I was on vacation. I was literally like the last couple of days I was on vacation getting ready to come back. And that was like 2 weeks ago, you guys. He died Tuesday. And you know how I found out? It was through social media. And it was gut-wrenching because I had started to panic, and I was like, okay, I know he's really sick, but he hasn't answered me in a week. And I was like, well, don't worry about it. And then, like, I could tell that, like, you know, you could just tell when somebody's phone is off. And I was just like, what is happening? So I was checking on my friend, and y'all, he died. And I found out through social media, and I have been like a whole complete wreck because despite everything, he was my friend. And no, we didn't always see eye to eye, and and we didn't always get along, but he was my friend, and I didn't get to say goodbye. And I didn't know that he passed away. And so I have been a complete wreck, y'all. I'm gonna get it together. So it's just has been the most frustrating thing this week because people have died from COVID. Now let's fast forward to our actual conviction, you know, and as I thought about it, and as I read different posts on Instagram, I really start to take in what happened on Tuesday. What happened on Tuesday was not, we felt as the Black community, as someone coming from the Black community, we felt like we got justice, but in the same time, I'm holding my breath still because in 2 months, he could get a slap on the freaking wrist. Are they still going to do the right thing? What I realized that happened on Tuesday was, it was a moment of accountability. And I talk about this a lot, accountability. And the reason why I talk about it is because I just feel like people do things, they say things, and they never take accountability for those things. And that is what brings up issues within your own self, within your friendships, your relationships, because if you're not taking accountability or the other person's not taking accountability, it's affecting everyone. And what happened on Tuesday was accountability. Derek was held accountable for killing George, for murdering George, because that's what he did. He murdered George. And I don't know whether this has sunken in into his head that, like, we have had enough, meaning Black people have had enough. We want full justice. We want accountability, and we want these people to be held accountable. And in the same breath of being so excited that we got some accountability and we got some justice, not 45 minutes later, Micaiah Bryant was shot and murdered trying to protect herself, because she was the one that called 911 to come and help her because these girls were trying to jump her. I can't wrap my mind around it. In the midst of George Floyd's trial, Dante Wright was murdered. Black men and women, our lives mean nothing to this country. And this is why it bothers me, because you come with your homophobic, your racist comments. You want to come in my inbox and say, Queen, I don't think you should be talking about this. Or Queen, why do we have to hear this so much? Because I live it every day of my life. That's why you have to hear it. I live being Black every day of my life. I don't have the privilege to take it off and hang it up in the closet. I don't have the privilege to come here and say, I don't want to deal with this today. You know why I keep talking about COVID and why it's so important? Because I was afraid I was going to die. That is why I talk about it so much. If I had waited 24 to 48 hours more, I probably would have died, because the way COVID attacks your body, it is no freaking joke. The oxygen shit was real. It's not a joke out here. We're in the middle of a pandemic, and yes, we all want to be out. I went on vacation. I did. But you can guarantee, I even went to Disney. You can guarantee when I show you photos in my camera reel, most of my photos are me in my mask. I do not take my mask off. It's not worth it. And I know we want things to be normal. And I know I crave it to be normal, okay? I crave the day I can walk outside with my makeup on and everybody can see the full beat that I have done. I crave that. I want to slay you out in these streets. That's what I want to do with my makeup. But I can't do that, because I know that the bigger picture is, do you want to slay in these streets or do you want to slay in this casket? Which one's this? Do you want to be beat for the gods? Literally beat for the gods. Or do you want to be out here beat for the gods for your friends and your family? Which one do you want to be? Because I don't think being casket sharp is in my future at this moment. Not my near future, at least. I know at some point I am going to be casket sharp. Somebody going to dress me. I'm going to be looking real good, laid up there, ready to meet Jesus. But at this moment, I'm not planning that. And I'm not planning it for my grandmother. I'm not planning it for my mother. I'm not planning it for anybody who is close to me. And if you've ever lost someone to COVID, you know exactly why I'm saying this to you, because cut it out, people. Wear your mask. I don't want to hear, oh, I'm vaccinated. Vaccinated doesn't make you invincible. Okay? There's still people with compromised immune systems. Think about that. Think about that. Think about me before you go and do something stupid, or as in walking around without your mask on, not washing your hands, not sanitizing. Think about that. And then think about this. If you are a person who is not of color, think about working on being anti-racist. I am no longer giving you free information on how to be anti-racist. We're not going to do that. If you want to, you can book an appointment with me and I can book a charge for you. I can charge you. But the last time I checked, Google is free. Do the work. Because nobody has ever handed me anything for free being a Black woman. Sorry, we don't get that over here. We don't get special treatment. But what we do get is bullets in the back, shot in the street like dogs, laid out for 6 or 7 hours before somebody decides to remove our body or cover us up. That's what we do get. Disrespected on a daily basis, we get that. Get spit on, we get that. Get called the N-word and out our name and any other derogatory thing that they can call us, we get that. That is my stressing point. This week has been so stressful. And I want to say to people who are going through it like I am this week, self-love, self-care, mental health could not be more important. I'm gonna say it again, I have been going through it this week. This has been a really hard week. And I felt so good, and to feel so just angry, or like my mental space is just like all over the place. Like I can't wrap my mind around that this person is dead. I can't wrap my mind around that Victoria is dead. Like I just can't wrap my mind around it, because it was like she had COVID. She was in the hospital, seeming to get better. You know, my friend was, you know, in the hospital, and he just got worse, 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 and then just upped and died. Like, it is not easy out here in these streets. Between the cops and the COVID, it is taking lives left and right. And it is not fun. And my mental health this week has just been a little all over the place. I have been taking the time to really just kind of love on myself. I thought about canceling the podcast this week because this is not the original episode that I had set down to record. As I started getting ready to record this particular episode, this week is when I found out that my friend had passed away, and it just took a toll on me. And then to hear about that girl getting shot, it just was just too much. It has just been all too much. You know what I mean? It's just too much. I don't want to hear it anymore. Like, I just don't want to hear it anymore. I wish I could live the life of blinders, but sadly, this is the reality of our lives. I have to sit here and work on this. If you have a Black friend, and I want to say you have a real Black friend, not Black people you know, okay? Because when you start using the card of, I got a Black friend, you know what I mean when I say you have a Black friend. If you have a friend, a Black friend, a person of color friend, you need to check on them. You need to see their mental state, because we are struggling these days, okay? We are doing our best to keep it together, but we are struggling. And when I tell you that I have been struggling mentally this week, it has been a whole mess. I'm working in like a shock stage. I'm like filming and recording and editing videos. But I feel like I'm doing all this work and I literally just stepped outside of my body. Like I'm watching myself do these things, but I feel like I'm outside of my body. This can't be real. And I think maybe I'm just in a state of shock about a whole bunch of things. But this week, if you are having a rough week like I am, take a moment to love on yourself, take a bath, drink a glass of wine. Whatever relaxes you, whatever makes you feel good about yourself, you know, do your makeup, wear that sexy dress, whatever it is that makes you feel good and helps relax you, and do it because you deserve it. Light that candle, journal it out. And you guys, I think I'm definitely going to have to get back in my journal. I decided that I was going to make it more of a little bit of a memory keeping journal, but maybe I need a place where I actually just journal and have both, maybe a memory keeping journal and a journal. So I can really get these thoughts out, because I have been so frustrated this week. I have been heartbroken and my emotions have been everywhere. And part of it is just because I'm a girl. We know what that means. I'm a girl. So those emotions are a little high this week. And I don't know. I just have been so frustrated and just so irritated, like, that this is life right now, and we are forever in a fight for Black lives, and we are forever in a fight of trying to survive COVID, and it just seems like there's no real end to any of it. And I think that is what is taking the toll on me and making me feel like, what now, what next? And I hate to say that, because you know, when you say what next, something else bad gonna happen. Knock on wood. Okay. I plead the blood of Jesus against that. Okay. Satan, not today. We don't have time for you, Satan. Just sit on down. We don't want to be bothered. Get back up under my feet. Go back to the pits of hell where you came from. Do what you got to do. Cause you know, we over here trying to live life and you disrupting things. Okay. We don't want you here. Not today, Satan. It's just truly been a whole hot mess this week. And I kind of just needed to talk it out and just kind of get my feelings out and just kind of check in with you guys and say, look, if you are having a rough week, you are not alone. If you are angry, you are not alone. If you're feeling sad, you are not alone. If you just lost a friend or a family member due to COVID, you are not alone. you need someone to talk to, reach out to me. I will gladly be that listening ear for you. I will gladly be that sounding board. But more than ever, I know that these are the times that we need to really take a moment and love on ourselves and really check in with our mental health. And I talk about this all the time. And even more so, it is time for us to start taking accountability. It is time for us who have a platform, who can speak up and who can talk and share their opinions on these things that are happening, these heinous things that are happening out here in the world, this crazy, crazy world. Share them, speak up, stand up, do something. At this point, we don't need the I'm learning anymore. We don't need the performative actions anymore. We need you to speak up. And with all that being said, I also need for companies, y'all, I said this Tuesday, if you were at my live, I didn't save it Tuesday, but I talked about this. I am an entrepreneur and I've been out here working. I've been out here like creating content like crazy. And the most thing that people can do is if I went to a PR team and I decided to be on this PR team and promote their stuff, that's different because that's what I wanted to do. But when you come in my inbox and you start emailing me or DMing me, asking me to just take this free product and promote it for me, and I need a reel, and I need this, and I need that. Where's the money, sis? Are you going to help me pay these bills? Because the last time I checked, paper and pencils and stickers don't pay bills around here. But you know what do? Dollar bills, okay? Bills. That's what move mountains around here. Okay, dollar bills. We need some real money. And it is frustrating to think that a lot of us in the community get overlooked, especially Black content creators and influencers. We get overlooked when it comes to getting paid versus other races and nationalities out here. It's not fair. It's not equal. But I need y'all to think about like all the content that we create, the time that we're taking out of our day, and that we are worth something. We are worth more than just some free paper. We are worth more than just a sticker book. We are worth more than just a free planner. And don't get me wrong. Yes, there are times when companies send us things for free and we are like, yes, let's do this. I'm on board. I want to support you. I want you to support me. But you can guarantee that in those moments, we are getting what we're giving back. The company is sharing our content. They are tagging us in their products. They are letting you know to go follow us, that we have a coupon code. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to go ahead and put myself out here for companies who aren't willing to put themselves out there for me. We do a lot of work. It takes a lot of time. And sometimes I almost feel like I should just buy the product. And if I want to share it, I share it. And if I don't, I don't. It's no big deal. Then I'm not obligated. You know, run me my coins. Run me my coins. Because at this point, I'm not working for you for free. I work enough for free. And me creating content and doing this hard work, it's not easy. It's not easy for us. Our brain is always working and we're always thinking about the next thing that we need to create and the next thing we need to edit and the next thing we need to record and all of these things. So do know when you're coming to someone who is a content creator and an influencer, have in mind how you want to pay us. Have in mind how you want to truly support us. You know, are we getting something in return from you? Is it an equal playing field where I promote your product and you promote me as the entrepreneur? Is it equal? Because if it's not, I don't want to do it. I don't want to be a part of it. And let me just say, I'm not talking about all companies, because not all companies are like this. Not all companies don't see your value. I think a lot of companies, especially smaller companies, understand how much work as content creators and influencers, how much work we put into our projects and how much we love things. And y'all know your girl is trying to overcome being a perfectionist. So I record and do certain things over and over again because I want them to be flawless. I want them to look good. And I want to make the company proud, and I want to make myself proud. So yeah, I really think that smaller companies, they take an account of that, but bigger companies sometimes don't take an account of that. They just feel like, oh, we're going to give you this free product and you're going to get this $50 in product and that's going to be it. You're going to do all of these things. And then on top of after they do that, after they say that, this is what really takes me out. Because then if you're not on time with the stuff or say something happens, God forbid, then they start harassing you. Why are you harassing me, sis, over a $50 planner? This is why I say I should have just bought the planner. If I liked it, I liked it. If I didn't, I didn't. And called it a day. Everything free ain't good. And so I have learned that lesson as well as, you know, being out here in these planner streets or in these beauty streets as well. Everything free ain't good, okay? And sometimes it's okay to say no. It's okay to know your worth. It's okay to know that how much work you put in is worth way more than that $50 planner. Because I can guarantee you, they sent you that $50 planner, you reviewed it, and they have made double or triple the amount. And all you got was a $50 planner. You haven't seen not one coin, sis. So that is something that we have to take into account. Knowing our worth and knowing that we are worth something out here is being an influencer, being an entrepreneur, being a content creator, whatever is under your belt, we are worth more than just always getting free products. Run me some money, sis. That's all I'm saying. So with all of that being said, I do want to go ahead and give you guys a reminder that this week, end the week out with loving on yourself. Take that time to really have a self-care Sunday, whether you do a face mask, whether you drink a glass of wine, maybe you take a nice bubble bath, you light you some candles. Whatever it is, more than ever, we all need to focus on self-care and loving ourselves, because it has been a stressful year. 2021 has proven that I really do want to cancel my subscription. Just fly me straight on to 2022. Is it better there? Because 2021 has been the ghetto, literally the ghetto. I feel like every month of 2021, it has been something, and we are hit hard. Every month was something that just is like, are you serious right now? And as far as the Black community goes, I do want to say that I am proud of us. A lot of us, we are standing together. We are really trying to speak up. We are trying to stand up together. And the best part about it is coming together. There are a lot of amazing Black women in this community. And if you are looking to support African-American women or Black women in this community, let me just tell you, there are so many to choose from. All of us are amazing. We're all unique. So go out, support small Black businesses, support small Black content creators. Take time to do that. If you want to be helpful, do those things. Support the small Black content creators and influencers. Support small shops. Support small businesses, Black-owned businesses, because it is important. And take the time to stop being performative. Take the time to really educate yourself and go out here and really stand up and speak up and do the right thing. It has been so frustrating to see people who claim that they understand Black Lives Matter and that they are an ally, and yet they don't say anything. They're being performative. You posted your little black square and I'm about Black Lives Matter, but you have not said anything since then. You have not even said anything about the conviction of Derek. So if you can't speak on these issues, all of these issues, don't speak on none of them. Because at the end of the day, that lets me know that you are a racist and you have some underlying issues. And let me tell you, if you really want change, guess where the change starts at? Michael Jackson said it best. The man in the mirror. Look at yourself in the mirror and make some changes. Be real with who you are. I won't say this person's name because the conversation was like super like deep in between me and her. But one thing that I can say is that she came to me and apologized because she said, I said something to her that made her realize that at the time she didn't want to hear it. But she literally checked herself and was like, I am racist and I do have racial biases and I need to be checked. And she said that was the best thing I could have ever done for her, because it took time for her to go and educate herself and read books and realize who she is as a person and realize that changes need to be made and she needs to fix those changes within herself. Fix yourself, people. Because if one person can take time to realize that she needed a change, all of you could take a moment and realize that you need a change, that you can fix yourself. And it starts with you, with you. We need real allies out here. We need real people coming together. We need to be able to stand up together and say, enough is enough. Enough is enough. We don't want just accountability, but we also want justice. And that goes hand in hand. It goes hand in hand. And you guys, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. I'm so sorry that today's episode has been everywhere and so like freaking emotional. the main point of this episode today was just to tell you to take time out for you, take time out to self-care, then let you guys know that you are not alone. Go take that walk, whatever makes you feel good, whatever can help you out of your mental funk and that mental space where it's just kind of crappy there and you don't know what's going on and you feel like you're in shock or you just feel like it's all weird. Take that time for you. Go and take that time to really reflect and reflect on the things that have been happening. And it's okay to not want to post content. It's okay to unplug. It's okay to take a break from social media. I think a lot of us need that. And this week I've tried to unplug a little bit. I've been a little quiet. I couldn't wrap my mind around my friend dying. And then I already couldn't wrap my mind around Victoria dying. But then my friend died and I couldn't wrap my mind around that. And then I couldn't wrap my mind around that, like 45 minutes after Derek was convicted, this little 15-year-old girl was shot and murdered. Like, she was a baby. This is what I'm trying to get you guys to understand. This little girl was a baby, you know, and her life is gone. She had so much life left in her. She had so many things to live for and she's gone. And so this is why I say that Black lives, especially Black men, Black women, Black children, our lives are not valued. And that is a problem. That is why we need to hold these people accountable. Because until you truly see us, we're not going to stop. All we are asking for is equality. We want to be equal. What is so wrong about that? And again, like I said, it starts with you. Check yourself. Look in the mirror and see who the person you really are. And don't bullshit it. Be for real. Check out the things that are really underlying behind those eyes. Are you truly an ally or do you need to really put in some work? Do you need to figure it out? But the change starts within you. And once you change those things, then you can come and help everyone else. But the change starts with you. Oh, y'all, this week is taking a toll. It has been weird. And I feel so weird because I was so happy. Like, I was feeling so good. Like, there was things that were going on, but I just felt really, really good. And in just a few moments, it just seemed like, and that is where I'm trying to, like, break down my grief and compartmentalize, like, how I'm feeling. Like, just break down how I'm feeling. Am I angry? Am I grieving? Am I sad? All these things, because y'all, grief is just one of those weird things that I feel like you're ever forever going through, you know, like it's just one of those weird things. And so it just was a shock to my system. You know what I mean? Like, I knew he was sick, but I just kind of felt like, okay, he's going to fight through it. And same with Victoria, she's going to fight through it. And then that's not what happened. You know, COVID claimed their lives. And you know, it's not a joke. It's not a hoax. It's not fake. Okay. COVID is real and it's out here claiming lives. So you guys wear your mask, wash your hands, sanitize. And look, the best thing that you can definitely do if you are not a person of color or if you benefit from white privilege, be anti-racist. That is all we're asking. That's all I'm asking. You don't got much to do. That's all I'm asking. Okay. Take it seriously. So one last thing before I get out of here, I did want to mention to you guys that I have been, I have been like filming videos and content like crazy, and it has been a lot. But I do want to mention to you guys that I am going to be going back to YouTube, which I'm really, really excited about because I filmed a planner video. It's like a planner haul that will be posted up on, I think, Saturday. And then I also already posted my first beauty video back to YouTube this week as well. I posted that on Wednesday. And you guys, guess what? Guess what? We are going to have a guest next Friday. Yes! It's going to be magical. Have you figured out who the guest is? Well, if you haven't figured it out, I'm going to go ahead and say it in this show. Stay tuned for next week because we're going to have none other than Dana from Magical Plans on the show. This will be her second time, and I'm so excited to sit down and talk with her. A lot has happened within the year, and I'm just really excited to chat with her and let you guys hear it all. I'm so freaking excited. So make sure you are tuning in next Friday because y'all, It's going to be bomb. And yeah, I have been really into my passion planner. I keep talking about it, but I'm like, y'all, somebody tell passion planner to put me on the team, because I really do love my passion planner. It has been one of my favorite planners, and it has definitely been my go-to. Like I said, it is my wellness planner. If you have a wellness planner, I would love to know from you guys, what wellness planner do you use? Do you use a passion planner? Do you use a happy planner? Do you use a ring system? What type of wellness planner do you use, and what do you track in your wellness planner? Because for me, I track my glucose, which is my blood sugar. I track the foods I'm eating. I track like whether I'm having any weird like symptoms or like if I'm not feeling well. I track those things in my wellness planner. But I would love to know what other people track in their wellness planner, because sometimes I feel like I'm a little redundant, and it makes me not really want to track everything in my wellness planner. And I guess maybe with the wellness planner, especially when you're food journaling, it can be redundant, and it can also be redundant if you're just like eating the same foods all the time. So that could be it too as well, because I do kind of eat the same stuff all the time. So let me know what you guys are tracking in your wellness planner, because I would love to know. And I would also love to know, anybody who's out there who is budgeting in their planner, do you just have a separate budget section, or do you just budget each month with your monthly section? I would love to know that as well. Let's have a conversation. Let's chat. We'll try to go live this week for you guys over on Instagram, so we can kind of like chat, because I would really love to get you guys more involved in the show. I keep saying this every week. You guys, DM your girl. Okay, well, some of y'all have already DM'd me, but the ones who are not DMing me, DM me. Let's have a chat. Let's make this more of a community. And I just want to remind you guys that you're not alone. If you ever need a listening ear, I'm here, glad to listen and support you guys and love on you guys just as much as you guys love me and support me. I am so grateful for you guys out there. And with that being said, I am going to go ahead and get out of here, but I hope you guys have an amazing Friday. Remember that Sunday is self-care Sunday. Take that time for you. Take that time to really get into that mental space, write it out, journal it out, take accountability, all those things that you need to do. Love on yourself. Take that bubble bath, drink that wine, girl, light that candle, whatever it is. Take time for you. Know you are not alone. And I will see you guys next Friday. But until then, stay fancy.